And Daphne and Hayamat Beis, let us just quickly go over the Mishnah. Yantav HaRishon Shel Chag, Oyu Shom Yud Gimel Porim, Eilim Shnayim, Besoyer Echot. Nishtairu, so that was Be'erech, that was 16 Behemoth, 16 Kabonis. Nishtairu Shom Yud Dalet Kvosim, so it's left over 14 Kvosim, and we had, there was left over 14 Kvosim, is Lushmoine Mishmoris, Lushmainu Mishmoris Biyam Rishain Shisha Makrivim Shnaim Shnaim. So there was left over Shmainu Mishmoris. There was 24 Mishmoris. We have 16 and 8. So Shisha Makrivim Shnaim Shnaim Vashar Echod Echod. And the other two were Makriv 2. So we have a Cheshbon of 16. And with the Kvosim, 6 were Makriv 2 and 2 were Makriv Kvosim Yechidim. Bishaini, the second day, Chamisha Makrivim Shnaim Shnaim. So now by the Kvosim, 5 were Makriv 2, Bashar Echod Echod, and 4 were Makriv each one apiece. Bishlishi, Dalet Makrivim Shnaim Shnaim, Bashar Echod Echod, and there were 6 that were Makriv one apiece. Bervi Shloisha Makrivim Shnaim Shnaim, Bashar and 8, Echad Echad. Bachemishi, Shnaim Akrivim, Shnaim Shnaim. Bahashar and 10, Echad Echad. Bishishi, Echad Makriv, Shnaim Shnaim. Bashar, Echad Echad. That was 1. One was Makriv 2, and 12 were Makriv, each one 1. Bishvi, Kulon Shabim. He had 14 that were Makriv, single kvosim. Vishmini chazer lepayis kibergolim, omru mi sheikriv porim hayoim, layakriv lemocha lechayzrin chalila. So the Gemara says, now we're up to the Gemara. Neme masnisin rebbi hi veloi rabbona. So the Mishnah says that Vishmini chazer lepayis kibergolim, Shmini etzeres, they made a pais. So neme masnisin rebbi veloi rabbona, the sanye par habo Bishmini betchila mafisin olav divrei Rebbe. Rebbe said that the par echod that was bo bishmini, so all the mishmoris were mafayis on this par. Vachachomim oimrim achas mishtei mishmoris deloy shilshu beporim oisa oisa. And the chachomim say no, that there were 22 mishmoris which had 3 chances to be makriv porim. There were 2 mishmoris which only had 2 chances to be makriv porim. So on Shmini, these 2 were mafayis. So the Gemara wanted to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi. Bishmini chazru lepayis kibergolim, like all other regolim, they went to the. Till now, there wasn't a cheshbon of pius. There was with the seder. Rashi says the seder was the way it says in Nach. Now they go back to pious. So the Gemara wanted to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, and all enter the pious. So the Gemara says, no, afilu teime rabbonon, otu shtei mishmoris lo yafusi boy. The 2 mishmoris which had a schus and to be makrib porim, so there also has to be a pious between them to decide who'll be makrib the par. Rashi, leime masnisen tektoni bishmini chayzer lepayis kibirugolim, because halka daitach the chola mishmois boisem ephesis. That all the mishmois come to the pais, is Rebbe hi voloi rabbono. Betchila mephesin olov, that is Rebbe, kola mishmois kilohu tchilas kolbonis, voloi emrine likru vulchad mahaner shloi shulshul. We don't say that one of these 2 should be makrib. No, everyone goes into the pious. Gemara said, no, could be according to the Rabbanan also, lav afusi boy ben shteim ezemem tiske boy. But dilma hu pious to come abas nisin, that Moses Yechoizel, the Mishnah says ben shteim hoya. The leisnan bay bitchile. It doesn't say that you start from the beginning. Could be with these 2 who ended up with only 2 chances to be makriv porim, you make the pious between them. כמען עוז להוד הסניה, כל המשמורש שיינס ומשלשיס, חוץ משני משמורש שיינס ואין משלשיס. So this baraisa seems to be saying that the two משמורש don't have a chance to be משלשל. Now, according to the Rabbonon, I mean, one of these two will also have a schus to be makrif three porim. His name is Rabbi Veloy Rabbonon. Moses afilatayim Rabbonon, my loy shilshu bepori achag. In the pori achag, there were two that were shonu veloy mishalshoist. This is not pori achag, this is the power of Shem Shmini. Umay komash malom. So what is he telling us then, a mathematical, so that's a push of mathematical cheshbon then, that only 22 were able to be mishalshu and two were unable, only were shonu. Kamash malon, misha hikrif, porim ayoim, la yakrib, la mocha, la chayson chalilu. That's good, he's telling us. He's telling us that it was set up in such a way that it should be muchach, that 22 should have a chance to be mishalshul, and two won't have a chance. That is a din of chayson chalilu. Rashi, מייקה משמלון וכי מיניונה עושה לגמרינן שכן אילה החשבן כשהחזרן חלילה. That's פשוט, if the חזר חלילה, so the חשבן will be that 22 will be משלשול and 2 won't. משעני כמשמלון, מי דשמיני נמיתנה דמסניסן, that was the time of our mission tells us that it was חזרן חלילה, מי שהימקר פורם היום, is לא ימקר בלמוכו, so ממילה, that's what the Brais is also telling us, and therefore the חשבן comes out 22 are mishalshul and 2 are only shon. The Gemara asks, Omar Rabbeloza, hanu shivim porim keneged mi? What's the meaning of the shivim porim? Keneged shivim umes. That's keneged the shivim umes. Pa yechidi loma keneged umo yechida. Moshe lemelach boso vedom, sheomar la'avodov asuli suda gedoylo. So that's Yem Achen Omer LeYoav Yaseh Li Suda Ktana Kedei She'ena Mimecha. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says Shivim Porim Pori Achak Shivim Ein Chutz Mishal Shmini Keneged Shivim Umeis Lechaper Aleihem Sheyerdu Gshomim. So they were makriv shivim porim for the umis that they should be zeichet the gshomim. B'chol ha'olam, v'ishen idoinim b'chag al ha'mayim. Pa yechidi shal shmini, that's k'neged klal Yisrael. Shene mimcho, ein li hanoye v'keiras ruach b'shal eilu, elo b'shaloch. The Orach Laner is ma'irer that we find that בפסח נידוינם על התפועה, בעצרס נידוינם על פרס האילון, ובסוכס נידוינם על המים. So by סוכס we see כלל ישראל is מקרב קורבנות for the אומס האילון. And what's with פסח and שבועס? I mean, there's also a din. What's with the אומס האילון then? So the Orach Laner says something very interesting. The Gemara says in Tainis that there are three mafteches that Rabbeinu Shlom was not moiser to anyone else. And one of the mafteches is maftech shel kshomim. That's biyodi shel HaKadosh Baruch. So he says, the umis ha'olam, their anhoge is through the sorim, this ayin umis, this ayin sorim lamaylo, and that's their tafkid to see that their umis should get parnosa, etc. So Memele, so when it comes to Tvuim, or it comes to Peres Ilam, so their Hashpo comes to their Sa. So Memele, then Klal Yisrael does not have to be Doyig Aleihem. Masha Einkein, the Maftech HaKshomim is only through HaKadosh Baruch, who doesn't go through their Sa. So Memele, so that is why Klal Yisrael has to be, bring Kabonis to be Machapa for them, that it should go, that they should be zeichet to kshamim. And therefore, Klal Yisrael has to bring korbonis, Pesach, and atzeres, because Klal Yisrael toch nish kein sa'ar. So by Klal Yisrael, everything is Suda Rabbeinu Shiloylam. So therefore, Pesach and Atzeres, Klal Yisrael being Skabonis for themselves. Others say that that what the Gemara brought down the Sagada to now is to be Masbir Rebbe. This Rebbe said that that Bishmini Betchila Mefisin Olav, that there's a pious and all of them together. L'chayre, why didn't Rebbe hold like the Chachamim? That L'chayre, the Yoisha should be that 22 Mishmores already were Mishalsho. So there's only 2 Mishmores, so let each one of them have a schus. So that's why the Gemara brings down this Maima of Abulosa to tell us that the 22 Mishmores only had a chelik in the Avodah for the Umis Ha'olam. This wasn't for the Avodah of Klal Yisrael. That means the par of Yom Shmini is a different, that's not the same par than the Ayin Purim. This is an Avodah for Klal Yisrael. So no one had a schus in this yet. So Memela, therefore they made a klalistic pious, who be zoiche to be makiv the par, which is for Klal Yisrael. Meforshim also explained the Gein Yaakov and the Ben Yoyada, that we see this a chilik between the Suda of the Umis Ha'olam and the Suda of Klal Yisrael. By the Umis Ha'olam, the Iker Tachlis is Asuli Suda Gedoilo. That means the Atmis of the Umis Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't have a Nachas Ruach from them. So Kaponim, so there the Iker is the Kabonis which we makrib. By Klal Yisrael, the Iker is Henne Mimcha. The Iker is not the Kabonis. The Iker is that the Klal Yisrael is together with the Rebbeinu Shalom. So this is Oy Havoy, and this is Moshel Omar Lavodov. This is Be'emison, the El Chaner wants to say the Avodah about the Sorei Ha'umis, in Klal, that they were Makib Kabonis, the Tzorech Di Sorim. There's a Bechina of Avodah, so there the whole Nachas Ruach is only from the Kabonis. Mashen came by Klal Yisrael, that there's a Bechina of Oyavoy, so Memele, so that's not important what is being served. The Iker is She'en Mimcha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Oilam Loivdei Keichovim She'ovdu Vein Yoidim Ma She'ovdu. What they were She'ibdu, they were Ma'abed Vein Yoidim Ma She'ibdu. Bizman She'beis Migdush Kayim Mizbeich Mechaper Aleim V'achshav Mi Mechaper Aleim. Bizman Abayis, they were Zoichet to have the Mizbeich to be Mechaper, now they lost this. Zog to Mishnah weiter. B'shloisha Prokim Ba'ashone Hoyu Kol Mishmoreish Shoveis. Shloisha prokim bashona, 3 times in the year by the Shloisha regolim, or you call mishmori shavis. So all the chav dalad mishmoris had equal rights in the chaluke of beimure harigolim. We'll see that means the kabonis aboy machmas harigolim, that there was a din chaluke, in the chazei vishoik, in the oir of the oilo. So the dvorim, the kabonis which came machmas regolim, so all the 24 mishmoris were shavis bachlukosam ubechiluk lechem aponim. They also were equal in the chiluk of the lechem aponim. Now the lechem aponim was not bo machmas regol. Afal pikein, we'll see there's a limud and the chiluk lechem aponim also all the mishmoris were shavis. Ba'atzeres, now when it was Shavuos, they were machalik the lechem upon him, and they were also machalik the shtei alechem. Ba'atzeres, oim aloi, heilech matze, heilech chometz. So they were machalik the lechem upon him, which was matze, and it seems they were machalik this first. We'll see why later in the Gemara. And then there were mechalek the shtei alechem eilechomets. Mishmor shezmanay kavua. The mishmor that his man came out was the week of the regolim is hu makriv. So he had a schus to be makriv tmidim. The tmidim have no shaches with the regol. These are not kabonos aboy machmas regol. The dorim and the dovis. ושאר כל בני סיבור ומקריב אסקל, so we'll see later in the Gemara what a מקריב אסקל comes to be מרדה. זאת רעשי, בגימול פרוקים בשלושה רגולים. So they were שוויס בימורי רגולים באוירי של אוילס, the אוילס ריה, so the אויר belongs to the כהנים, so all the משמורס had a חלק in the אוירס, ובחזי ושויק של שם מחגיגה, and in the חילה of the חזי ושויק, which is also בו מחמס הרגל, so all the משמורס were שוויס. הבויס מחמס הרגל, ובגמורי מפורש, my לושן אימורים דקטוני, what's the לושן אימורים? ובחילק לחם הפונים, אם אירו שבס ברגל, שבשבס מסלקין אויסוי, they were מסלק the לחם הפונים, ומסדרים לחם אחת אחתות, כדרסי ביום השבס שלכנו, so my mailed, all the חוב דלת משמוריס were שבס in this. ובעצרת, כשאירו בשבס, שבועס וסחל על שבס, ויש בו חילק חומץ, so they were mechalek chometz to shtei alechem, v'chiluk lechem aponim shumat, so they also were mechalek the lechem aponim, and we nebuchal menochis boys matzah, that this was matzah, oyma loy lechol echak, sh'naisne lechelkai heilach matzah, so the chelik of the lechem aponim, each one got a chelik to his heilach matzah, sh'naisne b'shtei alechem, oymrim loy heilach chometz, Vishain Chilkim Kolbin Kineged Kolbin. They couldn't take, I'll take, you'll take my chelik and the lechem upon him, and I'll take your chelik and the shtei lechem. There's no such thing. Let me call Echad Cholko. They divided each Kolbin Bazundak and the Kamlon Bekdushin and Bebenochis, the Lecholbin A.R.N.T. Lefikach, my dear my son. So they told him, this is the chelik from the lechem upon him, this is the chelik from the shtei lechem. Mishmo shazmane kavua shei mishamish b'shabes zu sharegol chal b'seicha. That was his week, his makriv t'midim, shre'enom b'shvil haregol, nador menadovi, shenodvu v'nodru kol ha'shone, makriven o'isom achshav, ein shah mishmo r'seichen b'em, the other mishmo r'seichen z'eichen d'nador menadovis, shen z'eichen el l'choyvaish shemachmas haregol. The kabonis, which came because of the regal, or the mishmaris was shove. But things which said no shaykhis to the regal, so the mishmar akavua was zeichen that. The dom and the dovis, shenodvu v'nodvu koloshonu, makiv moisam achshav, in shara mishmaris zeichen behem, shen zeichen alachayve shemachmas a regal. V'makriv asakil, b'gmorim aforish lasu yeimai, what it comes to tell us that the mishmar akavua is makriv. Zakte Gemore Eimure Horigolim Shel Gavoyanino. So Posh Pshat, the Mishnah is Bishloish Prokim Bashana Yikol Mishmore Shoveis. The Gemore understood it means in the Chalukes Advorim. So the Gemore says in the Chaluke Eimure Horigolim, there's no Chaluke. The Eimurim Yemakrib Legavoya. Maybe the Mishnah means that the Shoveis Ba'avoide. And so Meimuri Argom will mean in the Haktoras Chalovim and the Haktoras Eivorim. Maybe that's Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Ochlaner says that Pshat in the Mishnah is that the Shove in the Avoidus. Why did it only speak of the Avoidus Haktorah? What about the Avoidus Ezrike, Hiloche, the Shove in all Avoidus? Why is Meimuri Argolim? It can't mean the Haktorah because that's not the only Avoidus that the Shove in. So kocher means in the chiluk. So in the muri argom, there's no chiluk. No one gets anything from the muri. Amar Rav Chisda, Masha Omar Birgolim. What does Rashi? The muri of the gevoya ninu or my shavas ikas? What's that? The equal? No one gets a chiluk in it whatsoever. But my shama birgolim bechiluk kol bonais ha'amurim beregel. Horuyim lehischalik, the kabonis, which there is a division, which are divided between the kahanim. So in these kabonis, all the mishmoros are equal. Kegoyin chazei v'shoik shel shalmi chagige, shakol yachid v'yachid, ba'oyrei shel oyles riye, umusvei tzibur, which is bo machmas haregel, osirei, it's also in the oyrei, osirei chatois, that's in the bosa. So the Gemara is Tana Rabbonim, Minayim Shekola Mishmori Shovis Beimuri Regolim. How do we know that all mishmores have equal rights in the kabonis aboy machmas haregel, Talmud loyma uvo bechol avas nafshay v'sheiris. It says, v'chiyovi alevi machat shorecho, and it's speaking about the kahanim, and they'll come to the Beis HaMikdash, uvo bechol avas nafshay v'sheiris. So be able to do the avodah like everyone else. So from here we see that the mishmorais in the regel can come and have a right to do the avodah. Yochel af b'shah yemayis hashana came. Maybe during the year also, any kohen, any mishma who wants to come to do the avodah also has a right to do the avodah. Tamaloyma ma'achad shorecho. Ve'yamalti al b'shah shekol yisrael nechnosim b'sharecho. This halacha of b'chol avas nafshe v'sheiris, that is dafka when ganz klal yisrael is in Yerushalayim, that means the regolim. Masha'in came during the year, you don't have ba'achat shorecho shekol yisrael nichnosim b'sharecho. Let us see Rashi. Ubo b'chol avas nafshi v'sheresh k'cholechov she'en ha'mishma ma'akev olov. They can't stop him from doing the avodah. So this pasuk b'etzem is speaking about doing the avodah. So Rashi says, v'kiven de zoicha b'avodosoi, since he has a right to do the avodah, zoicha b'achilosoi, he also gets a right to eat, to get a chalik in what he's doing the avodah. T'chsim la'koyin ha'makriv oiso lo'isiyah. So we see the one who does the avodah gets a chalik in the achilah. B'chov dalad makoymis nikro kahanim levim. Even though the pasuk says v'chiyovi alevi, it's speaking about a koyin that's coming to do the avodah. Tamad lo'im ha'ma'achat shorecho reishe dekro. V'chiyovi ha'levi me'achat shorecho v'dorish le'hochi, k'moi be'achat shorecho. K'shekol Yisrael nechnosim b'shar echot, k'loi me'birachas, when the Levi is coming, when Gans Kla Yisrael is in one of the ayores, means Gans Kla Yisrael is in Yerushalayim. They bring down a suffix from the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch clears what will be the aloche erev, the Shechitas HaPsochim Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach Lemaise, the Mishnah says B'shloisha Prokim B'shono Yikol Mishmori Shoves, that in the three regolim they were Shove. So the three regolim means the three regolim. Erev Pesach is not from the regol, but Le'idach Gise it's Kol Yisrael Nichnosim B'shar Echot. Gans Klal Yisrael was there Erev Pesach. So L'cheir Alpi V'Ischeshbin, it should be Shavis. So others want to say that the Mishnah only said B'shloisha Prokim B'shana, the Shloisha Regolim, because the Mishnah is speaking about the Chalukis HaDvorim, that each one has a Chalik and the Oiris, and in the Basar. So that's like a Shloisha Prokim B'shana. Because the Kolban Pesach, the Kohen has no chelik in it at all. Everything goes to the Bailu. But in the Avodah, in the Avodah Sakolban, all Mishmoris al Shavis. That's what the Minchas Chinuch is mitzadet to say. The Ben Yerushash that also says this. That L'chay Rapi Cheshbin, the Kahanim Anichnosim Erev Pesach also. The Avodah Shavis. Bechiluk lechem aponim, the Mishnah says that the lechem aponim is also divided between all of them. Tana rabbonim, minayin shekol mishmores shoveis bechiluk lechem aponim. Now this bemesin is a chiddush, because the lechem aponim is no shaykhis at all with the avoide, the avoide is a regel. This is a Shabbos tikkun schus achila, so. But the dislo chayre should belong to the mishmer hakavur loyse Shabbos. Talmud loyma chaylek kechaylek yechaylu kechaylek avoyde kach chaylek achila. But just like all the mishmeres are equal in the avoydes harigolim, they're also equal in the achilas of the achilas advarim. Kechaylek avoyde kach chaylek achila. Umay achila. Ilayim kolbonis, if the pasuk is telling us that there's zoyche to have a chelik in the kolbonis, I don't need this pasuk. Me'osam nafke. La koyin ha'makriv oiso lo'isiyeh. The Pasuk tells us whoever is a schus in the avoide, he is a schus in the achila. So why didn't the special Pasuk, el lechem aponim? So it's coming to tell us the lechem aponim. That the lechem aponim, even though in the avoide, they don't have a schus, the avoide belongs to the Mishmer HaKavua Lo'ise Shabbos. Afalpikain in the Achila Xeris Akosev in the Achila the Shavis. Old Chavdal Mishmaris Ashavis. Let us see Rashi, Minaim Shekola Mishmaris Shavis Beregel Bechiluk Lechem Aponim, Tamloy Mechelik Echelik. Basri Dut Krodel Elksiv Dut Mi Beregel. So Beregel is the din of Chelik Echelik. Just like the Shavis Bavoid is Chelik Achila, Shavis Bekulam. Before it says in Avoida they're all equal. So in Achila they're also all equal. Amay Achila itzach lashmina. Ilayma Achila de kolbones, de sirich hatois, v'chazei v'shoik. Ma'osam nafke l'koyna makrib oiso, misha oiv da oichlo. That I know if the Shabbos and the Avoida, so the Shabbos and the Achila. The kivin the israbi la avoida, since I know it says v'sheres imechov that they're all equal in the avoida, pshita the meichel nama ochli. So why does he have to tell me a special posik chelik chelik? Hello, lechem aponim itzach l'ribuye, she'ein boy shum avoidas lechem. There's no avoida to be done with this lechem. She'kvar nasis avoidosoy mishabes she'ovro. The ikar avoida is the sidur alechem. And that was done the previous Shabbos. So in now what do we have? This Shabbos we only have the Achilas Alechem. There's no Avoide. The Avoide was done last Shabbos. So it's coming to tell us, so here there's only the Achilas Alechem. So the all the Mishmaris are Shabbos Achilas Alechem like the Shabbos in the Avoide Sarek. Yochel af bechayvois aboy shloim machmas a regel beregel. I would think that beregel, since it's kulam nichnasim bishar echad, so the shavis also in the kolbonis haboy shloim machmas a regel, that there'll be shavis in the tmidim and in the dorim and the davis. Tamad loyme levad mimkorev ala oveis. The kobonis, which are not neigeya, the regel, there was already a mechire that each mishmar is zoich in these kobonis in b'shabes shaloi. So memelus afilu beregel gufe levad mimkor alovis. That means bebo alevi v'sheiris. This is even though the pasuk says bebo alevi chol nafshnafshe v'sheiris. He's only Mishoris in the Dvom Aboy Machmas Aregel. Abu Levad Mimkorev Alo Ovis, but that which was sold, that means the Dvom Aboy Mishaloy Machmas Aregel, so that the Mishmor has no Schus Avoide, and Huadin it doesn't have a Schus Achila. Rashi, Yochel Afchoivis Aboy Shaloy Machmas Aregel Beregel, Yizoichin Bavidoson, V'yachloiku, they should also, since it's beregel, boim b'shar echot, so it should be v'sheiris imechot. Mechot, tam loime, levad mimkorev, chutz mima shemocho oviz eloze, uma mocho oviz eloze, kloimer shehisnu b'neyem, shir mishamshim kolecha b'shabbat v'kavua, they made an agreement that each one has their own Shabbos, ani b'shabbati v'ato b'shabbatcho. Und de dorim und de davois de karbone sibo des nayo beshaye meisa shone de dorim und de davois which are during the year vare hein during the year hein le mishma hamishamesh so the during the year the karbone sibo and the dorim und de davois which are this nayo beshaye meisa which are during the year. So then, varei hein le mishma hamishamis. So these nedomim dovis is less no bechlal a regel. So these nedomim dovis and the kabonis sibro are not included in this chiddush that tubo alevi v'sheres imechot. Shloi yishovim bem. In this they're not shovim. Elo le mishma shabais yishvu yu ki bishar yamais hashonim. Hilkacha kolchacha lo yisrabi. So the kabonis, which are have no shaykhs with the regel, lemaise, belong to the Mishmar HaKavua. So hilkach al kochach lo yisrabu mechelek kechelek yechelu elo mimashmuuse dekro dobo shein boi elo achile. So we'll only marbe something that is no avoide in the regel, that's only achile vayne lechem aponim. The achile is be avol avoide lesbe. So that's so the posik is magdir three in yonim. The avoide is a regel, so that b'sheir simecho. Navoides a regel, they're all equal. And since they're equal, Navoides a regel, so they have a schus achila. Because l'kayna makrivo iso, lo isiya. And lechem upon him, which there's no avoida whatsoever, so that I have exeris hakosav, chaylik achila ke chaylik avoida. Just like the avoida in the dvoma boy machmas a regel, kulon shavis, is the chaylik achila, even though it's not dvoma machmas a regel, it's also kulon shavis. But in the avoida that's done in the regel, which is no shaykhis with the regel, that was already levad mim korav. Well, always that already there was noim between each mishma, that each mishma has its own Shabbos for these korbanos. Let us see tais v'stachman hamad beis ubechiluk lechem aponim. So they're all equal bechiluk lechem aponim. So tais says davke bechilukai shavin, and in the chiluk lechem aponim, all the mishmaris are equal, and that's chelik kechelik kechelu. Avol silukai, but the avoide of the lechem aponim, which is done this Shabbos, which includes the siluk from the shulchan, taking off the lechem aponim from the shulchan, vahaktores habozichen, and those who are makter the bezichen, the mishma kavua. That had nothing to do, dafakat, since this is dvorim aboim shaloi machmas haregu. So the avoide of the avoide which was left over, the siluk me hashulchan, daktoras habezichen, this was done by the mishmar hakavua lo ishe Shabbos. Tochisanya betisefte lechem aponim avoidosoi b'mishmar hakavua. The avoide which still had to be done, that was done to the mishmar hakavua. This belonged to them. This is vom aboim shaloi machmas haregul. Achilosa, but this exeris hakosuv that achilas lechem aponim. B'chol ha-mishmores. B'haynu ta'imen, mishum d'gmorem abinu lechelek echelek echelu. U'mashme l'achil rabi rachmone. In achil, they're all similar. B'loy la'avoide. So memele, the avoide belongs to the mishmo, akabu lo'ishe Shabbos, because we go with our guidelines, that the dvorem aboim shloy machmas haregul belong to the mishmo akabu lo'ishe Shabbos. Umusiv Shabbos. Now, Tosfos class, what is the Musav of Shabbos? Loi mefarshe masnisim midi. The Mishnah doesn't speak about it. B'shayro. So Tosfos says, so let's figure it out ourselves. V'havi b'chlal d'shal kabonis sibo. This is other kabonis sibo, which is boim shaloi machmas haregu. This is the Musav of Shabbos. So memele, and this belongs to the Mishmar HaKabua. Rikoma b'gmore lasuye, later the Gemara says that kabona sibo come to be marba parhelam dobu shal sibo, sriya b'idizor, abamotzi lasuye, musaf, Shabbos, the behed yektoni b'tesefte, shohu l'mishmar hakavua. V'ho de marba lechem aponim tvei, that what we are marba. So now, Tosfos Bemison is asking Akasha. Nedarim and Nedavis, that's how the Nedarim and Nedavis, the Lechem Aponim in Yesod, the Avoide Sheboy is done through the Mishmar HaKavua. Lechem Aponim is Dvorim Aboim Shalei Machmas HaRegel. Nedarim and Nedavis is Dvorim Aboim Shalei Machmas HaRegel. And whatever Avoide is done by both, is done by the Mishmar HaKavua. Afal Pikain, we learn out from Chelik Yechelik Yechelu that the Achil of the Lechem Aponim, all the Mishmaris HaShavis, and the Achil of Nedorim and Nedovis, that belongs to the Mishmar HaKavua that's doing the Avoide. So Tosfos is asking, Behod the Marbe Lechem Aponim Tvei, why are you Marbe? This is in the Schusi Achille, even though it's not Bo Machmas HaRegel, all the Mishmaris HaShavis. And why in the Schusi Achila from the Dorm and the Dovis don't I say this? The Yechelo Mashme Midi the Achila Hu Ikroi. That the whole Indian is the Achila. That's left over. Vayne Lechem Aponim. Shekvar Nasem Mitzvosem Mishabesh Obro.
The Iker Avoide of the Lechem Aponim was done the previous Shabbos. She Sidru ala Shulchan. Ve'eini Mechusa Miyata L'Siluk. You only have to take it off from the Shulchan. Di Mishum Aktores Bezichin. Ay, you need Aktores Bezichin to be makter the Bezichin of the Lechem Aponim. So Taisi says, Lahati Lechem Kosim. Ve'ein Avoide Zubiguf Alechem. The Aktores Bezichin is not Avoide Salechem. Because nothing is being done with the lechem. The Maktoros Bezichin is only Mater the Achilas HaLechem. So it comes out as only an Avoide Siluk, which seems that's not a Choshev Avoide. So, there's only an Avoide Siluk in the lechem. So the Ike, what is done in the lechem, is the Achilas HaLechem. So now we have a Riboy, the Cheleke, Cheleke, Chelu, that in an Indian, which Ikroy is Yoichelu, so there, it's Cheleke, Chelek, that Kolam Ishmarish Shavis. Mashenk in the Dorim in the Dovis, which the Iker is not the Achila, there's an Avoida which is done in the Dorim in the Dovis. So there we have the cloud, that since it's Bloibo, Machmas HaRegel, so Memele, so then it's that belongs to the Mishma HaKavua. Zog de Gemara weiter. Batzeres oimaloi heilig, itma. Rav omar suke v'achakach zman. Now, Rav babachon omar zman v'achakach suke. Now, the shayla over here is, let us see Rashi. Suke v'achakach zman. Mi sheloi birich shechiyonu basiyosu. A person who did not make a shechiyonu when he built the suke. Shoysa suye vaymedes. Besanye beperik lulavarove. Shenichnas leishe. So if he didn't make a broche bishas asiye sasuk, he makes now the broche bishas, he comes in to sit in the suke. Bevor shtai. So he makes two broches. Suke is man. He has to make a leishe basuke. The leishe basuke is on the mitzvah of yeshiva suke. Whose man, and this man is on this man, on the regu, shechiyonu, and the Moyiv is making two distinct brachas. One on the mitzvahs hayoim, that's mitzvahs yeshiva suke, and one on the zman, on the Moyiv. So now the shayla is, what is the seder of these two brachas? For Omar Rav, so Rav said, suke v'achakach zman. Suke leima bereshe, first you make aleshe besuke, v'hoder zman, and then you make zman. And Rabbi Babachona said, no, Zman v'achar kach suke. First you make the Shechionu, and then you make the Leishe basuke. Rab Omar suke v'achar kach Zman. Why are you magdim the Leishe basuke to the Shechionu? Chiyuv v'diyoyim ha'odif. The broch of Leishe basuke, that's chiyuv v'diyoyim. That's a chiyuv of the yoyim. Mashenkin the Shechiyonu is not called a Chiyuv Diyoyme. Now here we have to start understanding. Why isn't the Shechiyonu called a Chiyuv Diyoyme? I mean, why am I making the Shechiyonu? Also because the Yontif came, I'm making the Shechiyonu on the Yontif. Why is the Leishev Basuke, which is a Broch on the Mitzvah Sayyoyim, yeah, that's that a Chiyuv Diyoyme, the Yoyim is Machayev this Mitzvah, so why is this more chiyuv d'yoyme than the shechiyonu, which also making the broche out the yoyim? The shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh it's a shechiyonu on the moyed, on the regel. So the Eitzah brings down a svore that Rashi said he didn't make the shechiyonu b'shas tasiyas asuke. If he makes a shechiyonu b'shas asiyas asuke, that patels the shechiyonu on the moyed. So the Eitzah wants to say chiyuv d'yoyme means a chiyuv which has to be done in sukkis. The leishiv b'sukke has to be said in sukkis. It can't be said before. The shechiyonu is not necessary. That doesn't have to be said in sukkis. You can make the shechiyonu when you're building the sukke. That's one shot what the Eitzah says. Perhaps we could say another pshat, that chiyuv d'yoyme is that the yoyim is mechayev. That means I'm a chuyev to sit in the sukkah because of this yoyim. He says, the regal of sukkahs is mechayev yeshiva besukkah. Could be shechiyonu is not called the yoyim is mechayev me to make a shechiyonu. That's not mechiyuve hayoyim. That's a tnai. When if a person is living when the yontif comes around, so he's mechuyev to make a broche shechiyonu. It's not that the yoyim is mechayev. That means it's a tnai. If he was, a konolik kelim chadoshim, so he got the kelim. So it's a nice mechuyev to give a shevach to the boy shom shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. So not shad, it's a mechayev. It's a tnai that when I'm such a matzev, I should give a shevach to the Rabbeinu Shleilim. So it could be it's called that's the difference between the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, which is a chiyev that the yoyim brings with it. The yoyim brings with it this chiyev. The yoyim makes me mechuyev to sit in a sukkah. Ma'ashenken the shechiyonu, it's not the yoyim is mechayev me to make a shechiyonu. That's a tnai. When if I'm around when the yom comes, I give a shevach to the Baruch Shalom that I was zeichet to be around shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. Perhaps that's pshat why zman is not called a chiyuv of the yom. Al koponim. So that we have to whatever the lomdus is. Rav said that one is magdim, the brocha of leishev besukkah, which is a chiyuv that the yoyim brings, and that's more choshev than the shechiyonu, which is not considered a chiyuv of the yoyim. Rabbe bar bachona omar, zman v'achakach sukkah, zman v'achakach, first you make the shechiyonu, then you make the zman, todir v'sheinei todir koidim. That the birchas shechiyonu is a brocha tedire, and the birchas leishe besukkah is not a brocha tedire. Let us see what Rashi says on this. Zman todir, shenoyeg b'chol regolim. Shechiyonu yisei b'chol regolim, and the leishe besukkah you only say sukkahs. Now there are two ha'ores. One ha'ore the Aitzer brings from the Chedushik Sam Sefer. Some Sefer says that Rabbi Baba Chana said before that Mamheya Midbeis, is Sukkah called Shiva, that you make a Leishe B'Sukkah all 7 days. So L'chayre, the Leishe B'Sukkah is more Todir than the Shechiyonu. The Shechiyonu is only the Regolim. The Shechiyonu is only the Regolim, and this is all 7 days. That's what he asks. L'chayre, what Rabbi Baba Chana said that Sukkah Kol Shiva, he means that if a person went out of the Sukkah and he comes back in the Sukkah, so L'chayre has to make a new bracha because his Mesir Das from the Mitzvah. That's, so all 7 days we have this halacha, the Zachi of bracha, if there was a Hesach Hadas. If a person went into a Sukkah and he stayed there Kol Shiva, so he only makes one bracha. And l'chayre, the mitzvah sukkah mitzadatzim is only mechayev one broche. If I stop doing the broche and started doing it again, so I'll make a broche, but could be, in that nekuda, regolim are in the nekuda of achiev broche, could be regolim are more todir than sukkah. That means sukkah, theoretically, I only have to make one broche if I don't go out of the sukkah. I'm not mechuyev to go out. That means if I go out, I'll go out 10 times. The first day I'll make 10 bezunder brachas also. But that doesn't mean that the birchas sukkah has to be made 10 times a day. If certain instances occur, I'll have to make it 10 times a day. If nothing happens, you only mechuyev to make it once the whole sukkah. So feel according to Rabbi Baba Chana. And Masha'en kein, the Shechiyonu, each regal is a machayiv to make a Shechiyonu. The Aitzah brings down that what Rashi says, Zman todo shenoyig b'chola regolim. Why did Rashi only mention kola regolim? Why didn't Rashi say kola meyadis? Yeah, regolim are the shalosh regolim. You have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also. So he brings that the Shitas Rav is that you're not mechuyev to make a Shechiyonu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because the Gemara in Erevim.
So my mailer, so Rabbi Baba Chon is saying, so I feel we'll forget about, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, but Kaponim, it's Toda B'chol HaRigolim, or no, the Rigolim, it's the Zachiv to make a Shechion. Al Kaponim, we have here a Machloikis of Rab and Rabbi Baba Chon, if we have two Chiyuvei Brochis coming together, the Zachiv and the Zman, the schiv and a mitzvah which is a chayves hayoyim. So which one are you magdim? Rab holds chayves hayoyim is odif, and Rabbi Baba Chana holds that the shechyonu is odif. Mitzvah is meforish. I mean, what happens when a person does a mitzvah? He makes a shechyonu, he blows shayfer. So there's no suffix. What? Which one you magdim? Yizicha magdim the bichas hamitzvahs. Before the Shechyonu. So there the Eitzer explains, because there the Shechyonu is coming because of the mitzvah. I mean, I'm blowing now shofar, taking a lulav now. So for Shteitzer, you have to be magdim the birchas ha-mitzvahs before the Shechyonu, because both are coming for the mitzvah. So in that, the birchas ha-mitzvah zikha has a dinkdime over, I'm making a shechyonu because of the mitzvah. So first make the birchas ha-mitzvah, of the kiyum ha-mitzvah, then you'll make a shechyonu. But here the shechyonu is not coming because of the mitzvah. The two separate mechayvim. The yontav is mechayva mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. The moyed is mechayva shechyonu. So the different chiyuvim, and these two different chiyuvim. So the shayla is, so the rav holds a chiyuv the yoyme, is more choshim, that what the yoim is mechayv, that is a dinkdime, and Rabbi Bachon holds, no, there's a mile of todim. So even though it's not a chiyuv of the yoim, there's a mile of todim. Frag the Gemara, leime rav v'rabbe bar bachone beplukte de beishamei e beisilu kamifli. So the Gemara says, l'chayre, this shayla, of chiyuv of the yoim or todim, which one is a dinkdime, is a machloik this beishamei beisilu. The Tana Rabbana, the Borim Shebein Beishamai U Beisilu Besude. One of the things that is a machlokes between Beishamai Beisilu Besude, Beishamai Oimrim Mevorech Al Hayoim, Vacharkach Mevorech Al Hayayim. Beishamai says first you make Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then you make a Borim Priyagov. Beisilu Oimrim Mevorech Al Hayayim, first you make a Borim Priyagov, and Vacharkach Mevorech Al Hayayim. Beishamei oimrim mevorech al hayoim v'achar kach mevorech al hayayin. Why do you make a brocha first al hayoim v'achar kach mevorech al hayayin? Shayoim goyrim liyayin shayobim. The only reason I'm bringing wine to the table before the suda is because of the yoim. So the whole havos hayayin is because of the yoyim. So the yoyim is misaviv the havos hayayim. So therefore, she has to be magdim the birchas hayayim before the birchas hayayim, because the yoyim is the misaviv and the havos hayayim. Number one. Number two, ukva kiddush hayayim vadayin yayin leibo. So the first svar was a svar in what the misaviv is, that the yoim is misaviv the yayin lovoi. So you should be magdim the misaviv before the dover hamisoivet. So therefore you should be magdim the birchas hayoim, kaidim the birchas hayayim. And then Beishami says another svar, that in seder hadvarim, the kedushas hayoim comes before, the you make Kiddush. The first it becomes Shabbos, and then you make Kiddush. Kva Kiddush hayoyim, vadayin yayin loibo. Ubeisil loimrim, mevorech ala yayin, vachakach mevorech ala yayin. Shayayin goyrim lekidusha shetiyoma. That because you magdim the biches hayayin, because of the wine you're able to make Kiddush. That means, for example, if a person, let's say, davened Shemayne Esrei. So in Shemayne Esrei, he was Mekayim, the Kiddush Deraise, Kaddish HaShabbos. Fine. So now this whole Kiddush he's saying now is Kiddush Al Hayayin. So that means if he has Yayin or Pas, which is equivalent to Yayin, so he'll make now Kiddush. So this Nusach HaKiddush is only if he has wine.
If he wouldn't have wine, so finish, there's nothing but to do. The Nusach HaKiddush was only Niskan ala Yayin, or ala Pas, so Memelis, so the Yayin is Misadiv that the Birchas HaKiddush should be made. So therefore, you're Magdim the Misadiv, so you're Magdim the Birchas HaYayin. Dover Acher, Birchas HaYayin Tadire, or Birchas HaYayin Eina Tadire, Birchas HaYayin is Todir, and you make Birchas HaYayin by other mitzvahs, and Birchas HaYayin Eina Tadire, Todir, Vshayne Todir, Todir Koyle. Now, let us first see Rashi, and then let's go back to the Machlokes Beishami Besul to understand a little better the Machlokes. What does Rashi say? Dvorim shebein beishame beisilu besude, dvorim shenechleku behilche sude, mevorich al ayoyim, kshemekadish ba'arvei shabos iskidish ayoyim trila, so first he makes mekadish ha-shabos, v'acharkach birchas ayayim. Shayoyim goyrem liyayin shayovi, so beishame said, the yoyim is misabiv that you should bring wine. Shim loy mibnei kiddush, lo yeniskak lekois of neisudah. So the whole reason this kois is brought is because of the yayim. Number one. And number two, kva kiddush ayayim, kloima v'oy tam acha. Another tam. That we should be magdim the birchas hayayim, shekiddush hayayim me'elo mishachshecha. The yayim becomes mekudish as soon as it becomes night, v'adayin yayin leibolafonav. So just like in the Seder, the kedushas hayayim comes before the kiddush, before the yayim. So in the brachas also, the bracha al kedushas hayayim should come before the bracha al hayayim. And Beisilu says shayayin goyrim lekiddush etayome sheim loyhoya loyayim loyhoya mekadosh. If he would not have wine, he would be unable to make kiddush. But the Vudinami lemekadish ala pas, magdim biches apas, mehaitaime shapas bemokim yayin. Now, to understand a little better the machloikis of Beishamai and Beisilu, like it's a very interesting machloikis. Beishamai says that the yoyim is goyrim liyayim sheyovoy. And Beisilu says, shayayim goyrim lekiddush etayoma, like each one is saying that the other one is the goyrim. Now, what is the Oymik Sforas HaMachloikis? So, the Gram Horovitz, Mesechtes Broches, Tafnun Aleph, explains as follows. That Beishamai holds that the Iker is, the Din has to be what the Inyan of the Broch is. Why are you making a Broche? Why are you making a Broche? Because of the Kedushas Hayoyim. So Memele, if the inyan of the bracha is the kedushas, that's the tachlis of the bracha. So the tachlis of the bracha is kedushas hayoyim. So Memele, so in that, Beishamai said two cheshbonos. Cheshbon number one, you know, the kedushas hayoyim is the reason why we're bringing the wine. The bracha, don't look at the bracha. Let's look at the reason of the bracha. The reason we're making the bracha is for the kedushas hayoyim. So let us see now. So the kedushas hayoyim is the goyrem that we're having wine. That's the only reason we're bringing wine for. So the bracha is for the kedushas hayoyim, but you have to be done. You have to be shaykel the kedushas hayoyim with the yayim because that's the tachlis of the bracha. So the inyan of the Baruch is Kedushas Hayayim. The Kedushas Hayayim is the Misabiv of the Baruch Hayayim. So you have to be Magdim, the Bracha which speaks about the Kedushas Hayayim, before you Magdim the Yayin, since the Kedushas Hayayim is the Misabiv of the Baruch Hayayim. That's number one. And number two, the Kedushas Hayayim comes before the Yayin. That means first it's Laila, and then you make Kiddush. So just like in Seder, number one, it's the Misaviv. And number two, in Seder, the Kedushas Hayayim comes before the Havos Hayayim. Now, Beisilu says, you don't look at the Inyan of the Broche, you look at the Etzem Broche. Let's not look at why the Broche is being made. Let's look at the Etzem Broche. In the Etzem Broche, there's a Fakerta Cheshbon. In the etzem bracha is a cheshben hayayin goyrim lekidushet hayom. And that means this bracha cannot be said if you wouldn't have wine. I can't make the bracha without wine. So if you're looking at the bracha, not at the inyan of the bracha, so the yayin is the misaviv that the bracha could be made. And number two, if we're looking at brachas, there's a cheshbon of todah sheni todah, todah kaidim. So Beis Hillel was done on the two brachas. So memela on the two brachas, there's a svara yayin goyrim lekiddush et hayomer, that it can only make the second bracha because of the yayin. So memela, therefore, have to be magdim the birchas hayayin. And in the two brachas, the birchas hayayin is todah over the birchas hayoyin. That is in Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai did not look at the brachas. Beis Shammai looked at the inyan of the brachas, which is the kedushas hayoyim. So he says the kedushas hayoyim is misaviv to bring the yayin, and the kedushas hayoyim comes before. The kedushas hayoyim comes before the avos hayayin also. That is how the Gam Horovitz explains the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now let's speak about another nekuda. Beis Shammai said that ukvar kiddush hayoyim v'dayin yayin leibo. It's first the Shabbos comes, first the kedushas hayoyim comes, and then you bring the wine. So just like in Seder, the kedushas hayoyim comes before the wine, so in bracha also, the bracha and kedushas hayoyim also comes before the bracha and the yayin. So Rashi said pshat, first it became night, but so the yayin comes after the kedushas hayoyim. So the Rashi brachas tachnun aleph asks, and the tzlach asks, from the pula socher on the goyim, that's not always true. What if a person wants to be mekabel Shabbos mibo'ed yayin? So there the Seder is not that the Yoim comes before the Yayin. It works the other way, L'chayra, the Yayin brings the Yoim. That's the Kasha, what they ask. And this Kasha, a few terutzim. Let us say a Mechudish Liketeretz, we'll go backwards. We'll say a Mechudish Liketeretz, what the Pula Socher says, Al Maiser Rav, Oizkuf Yedzayim. But the Goyin says, Amoyra de Kechidish. The Goyin says that one cannot make Kiddush before he was Mekabel Shabbos. You cannot be Mekabel Shabbos with Kiddush. That means, let's just speak about a practical Indian. Meiker Adin, and in other places they feel it like this. Let's say, I heard in England, Lamaise, it's for them to daven Ma'ariv, they daven Ma'ariv, comes out very late at night to daven Ma'ariv. So you can start eating 11:30 at night. So what do? They mekabel Shabbos, miplaga mincha. They say, l'chadoidi mizmashila yoyma Shabbos. Mekabel Shabbos. So Shabbos now. Shabbos, I'll eat a suda Shabbos. So eat a suda Shabbos. I'm allowed to eat. It's more than a half an hour before Zman Krishma. I have a long time till Zman Krishma. So it's Mekabel Shabbos, I'll make Kiddush. Later, when it becomes night, I'll daven Ma'ariv. So Meikah Din, you don't need Ma'ariv to for Suda Shabbos and for Kiddush. But you do need, the Goyin says, you do need to be Mekabel Shabbos first. That means you're Mekabel Shabbos, but Mizma Shiliyayim Shabbos. So it's Shabbos by you, then you could make Kiddush. But to say, I'll make it Shabbos with the Kiddush, it doesn't work like this. And that's what the Goyim Paskins, La Loche, and the Pula Socha, being Zariah from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that the Kiddush's Hayoyim has to come before the Yayin. So that, you cannot make Kiddush before you are Mekabel Shabbos. That's what the Goyim says. The Rashba wants to say that, one Shari wants to say, Reif Pomim, the Kedushas Hayoyim comes before the Yayin. That means that, yeah, he's Kabbal Shabbos before, it's different. But Reif Pomim, the Seder is that first the Kedushas Hayoyim comes, and then you bring the Yayin. Then others want to say, the Ritva and Brochus wants to say that, given shenotel akoyis amonas lekadosh neser b'melocha, that the Netilas HaKoyis Asas already be Meloche, so it's also, and then when he starts making Kiddush, so also it comes about that the Kiddush came, the Timas HaKoyis came after the Kedushas HaYoyim. The Netilas already, he's Ishem Mekabel Shabbat. So Memela, the Kedushas HaYoyim comes before the Yayim. Now, let us speak about one more nekude. Let us try to understand Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that, Beis Hillel says that we make a brocha on the yayin first because of two reasons. A yayin goyrim lekiddush et hayomer, and a second reason, todor sheni todor todor koydom. Now, lechayre, one would ask us, what is pshat in Kiddush? We make Kiddush, we make a bayi pregofen, we drink from the kais. So lechayre, the svore pshute is as follows. There's a mitzvah zochayu alayayin. Well, Avi Pesachim learns that there's a mitzvah to say Kiddush alayayin. Taisus wants to say an Avi Pesachim according to one teretz min ha-teir, you don't have to drink the wine. There's a din, zachayu ala yayin. You take a kais and you say kiddush ala yayin. That is the mitzvah, the arise of kiddush. Now there's another din, ha-mevorech tzor shiite. Look, you made kiddush already, now you should be toyim of the kais of kiddush. Now, toyim from the kais of kiddush, I have a problem. I can't be toyim without a bracha. Also, la'odam lehonis me'elam azeb alay bracha. Oh, I'll make a bracha also. So lechayre, the seder advarim is, first is a mitzvah to make kiddush ala yayin, zachayu ala yayin. The kiddush ala yayin is mechayiv me to drink from this kais after I make kiddush on it. So because the din ha-mevorech tzor sheyitim, we should be toyim from the kais shel kiddush. So the kiddush is mechayiv to drink, and in order to drink, I have to make a boire priyagot. That's lechayre, how we understand pshat in the mitzvah of kiddush. Now, in Kainim Anachnu, so the Gemara, Beis Hillel, is very schwer. So then, there's no Shaychis to Todor, Vishayni Todor, Todor Koidam. The Din of Todor, Shayni Todor, Todor Koidam means as follows. Let's say, if you have two, the Din of Todor, Shayni Todor means, let's say, I didn't have an Musaf, I didn't have an Minche, now, it's Zman Minche, what should I daven now? So, he has a problem. He has two Chiyuvim now, is mechuyev to daven musaf, is mechuyev to daven minche, which chiyev is he mechuyev to be magdem? So the din is, he should be magdem the chiyev hatodel before the chiyev sheinet todel. Masha'enken over here, the boyri pirgof and lochair snapshot that when I'm going to make kiddush now, so which chiyev should I be magdem? There's a push, what do you mean? There's no shaila. You're not up to drinking it yet. First you have to make kiddush. After you make kiddush, it's chala chiyev to ime. So then you have to drink it. So then it's chal the chiyah brocha. So the chiyah brocha, the birchis ayayin is chal after the kiddush. So there's no shaykhis of todah shayin and todah koydim to be magdim the birchis ayayin to the birchis ha-kiddush. It's chal afterwards. Lecher, it's very schwer beis hillel. But that's the chmeh pshat in beis hillel is a meiridike beis meir and hilchis milim. And according to the Beis Meir, Beis Hillel will be dachsach mir gewaldike klolkeit. There's a machloikis in Hilchis Yom Kippurim and Hilchis Mila. What does one do if a bris is chal on Yom Kippur? There's a problem. You can't make like this by a bris. We make a bris for Yigokon and then Asher Kiddush Yedid Mibeten. But Yom Kippur, you have no one to give it to. You can't give it to a tinnik, the masel misrach. And so the mechaber says, so you don't make a bayah priyagofen. You don't make a bayah priyagofen. Fartik, you start off as a kiddush yedid mebet, and you make it without a kais. That's what the mechaber says. The Ramah says, no, you make a bayah priyagofen, and you give it to the rachanimu. You give the rachanimu, and it says you give him an extra portion. Like this, always he gets two drops, you give him four drops, Yom Kippur. Al koponim, give it to the rachanim. Now, the remor, which is a shita sagoinim, is very, very shver. It's a brocha levatola. I'm making a boy of prayer goffin. I'm not drinking it. I'm giving it to the rachanimu. He's not mechuyi bebrochis. He doesn't hear the broch. He's not mechuyi bebrochis. So I'm making a broch. And the known is being taim from the kais. There's no bachiyu that's being taim from the kais. What is pshat in the shitas hagoinim and the shitas haramo? So the Beis Meir in Hilchas Mila says, Amir de Kibot. He says, when does one make a boy of prayer goffin? One makes a boy of prayer goffin when he uses wine. And so he thanks the Rebbein Shalom for creating the wine. I want to drink wine. Ah, Boire Priya Gofen. He thanks the Rebbein Shalom. They created the Priya Gofen. So I have wine with which to drink. What is if I need wine for a different purpose? Not for a Gashmistika purpose. I need wine in Oimrim Shira El Alayayin. I need wine in order to say Shira, in order to say Kiddush. Zachayu Alayayin. I need wine for a Ruchnistika purpose. Without that I can't make Kiddush. Without that I can't say Shira. And I have a case of yain with which to say shire, with which to make kiddush. So memele, so you should also be indebted to the Rebbeinu Shloilom. Boire Priya Gofen, that he created wine. I have wine for a tzeire chuchne. So the Beis Meir says so that there is no bracha levatolo. Forget about the teime. Who has to be time over here? If I'm saying the bracha shekiddush he did me better, which is nemra ala kois, because the halach is enemrim shira el alayayim, so memele, so I'm thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for creating wine, that I have wine with which to say shiram. So it's not a bracha levatole, I'm saying shira and I'm saying shirim, I'm making a boyer pi agafim because I have wine with which to say shiram. So memele, so it's not a bracha levatole. Mishum gnai lekois made a bracha, and no one was time. He give it to the rachanimu. But that it's not a bracha levatole without the tima of the tinnik. That is what the Beis Meir says. Now, according to the Beis Meir, now Beis Hillel will be meridik understandable. Let's go to the second svar of Beis Hillel. The second svar of Beis Hillel is I'm making kiddush alayayin. So memele, so I'm using wine. Forget about the drinking of the wine. We're not up to there yet. I'm using the wine as a chayu ala yayim before the drinking. The deraisa de kiddin. I need a kais in my hand in order to say the nusach of kiddush. So chayu ala yayim. So I have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. So when I'm making kiddush, I have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom that I have wine with which to make kiddush. I have wine that I can make kiddush with the wine. So memele, the minute I'm saying kiddush, this chala mituchiyuvim. That means by saying the Kiddush, I'm using the wine. I'm saying the Kiddush ala yayim. So I have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom that I have wine with which to make Kiddush. So the chiyuv machal bebasachas. Say the chiyuv of Kiddush and then the chiyuv of Priya Gofen. So which one should I be magdim? So Beis Hillel says, Todav Shein Todav Todav Koidim. And with this we'll understand the first svara of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, Ayayin goyrim le Kiddush et hayoma. You know why you make a broch on the wine? Because without the wine you couldn't make Kiddush. So if you learn like the Beis Meir, so it's very good. The whole bracha is that I have wine with which to make Kiddush, with Hayayin goyrim le Kiddush et hayoma. So I thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, I have wine with which to make Kiddush on. That is the Boire Priya Gofen. So forget it. So first I have the Boire Shalom. That means the Kiddush would have been impossible without this wine. So I'm making a Boire Priya Gofen. They have wine with which to make Kiddush. But if you would learn Kipshutoi, that the Boire Priya Gofen is coming for the Timas Ayayin, so it's very good. Ayayin Goyim the Kiddush et Hayoma, but the Boire Priya Gofen is not being said because of the Kiddush et Hayoma. The Boire Priya Gofen is said because of the Timas Akois. So Lechayich, it's a Gevaldike Raya to the Beis Meir.